Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta wait on that. Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I'm Melissa, your host. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist, licensed professional counselor, associate, and I am here this morning to have a conversation about vision boards. Our show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, a private state licensed substance abuse facility currently located in Charlotte, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206, and Holly Hill Lane, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E in Burlington, 27215. Trinity Counseling Services specializes in providing driving while impaired services, including assessments and classes for maintaining driving license privileges, Department of Transportation, and Department of Motor Vehicle Evaluations. The phone numbers are 336-675-0075 or 704-333-2446. Also, you can find them on trinitycounselingcharlotte.com, and you can email melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. We wanted to say good morning to everyone. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5924. Again, the number is 347-945-5924. And we want to start off with a word of prayer. We just want to thank God for allowing us to wait this morning. Thank God for allowing us safety through the night and protecting us. And we just want to thank God for continuing to give us wisdom, knowledge, and instruction as we go throughout our day. Vision boards. Posted on LinkedIn, I wrote about the vision board and how most of the times in the new year, individuals began to want to make New Year's resolutions and decide to make changes in their life for the new year. Part of it, you say you want to lose weight or you want to save money without... Take your family to Disney World, go on vacation, learn some more. Save money, learn some more. College tuition, college funds for your kids, home improvement. We're going to do a list of 10 things, individuals. Of course, it says in the first, most of the resolutions that you make, it says in the first 2 weeks, You go ahead and you go ahead and do the thing opposite of what you said you were going to do, and a lot of times you can't figure out why that happened or what your reasoning was. And so you have individuals that are hosting vision board parties, organizations that are coming together as a group to develop the vision for their organization. What I wrote was bucket list, vision board, and dream. And the bucket list is a movie with Morgan Freeman and what's the other guy? See that Jack Nicholson? I think is that right? That's not right. But that's right, Jack Nicholson. And that movie, it says it was some individuals that came together. It was two individuals that came together in an unfortunate situation, and he had been writing down a list of things he wanted to do, and but he didn't have the means or the resources in which to do it. And then he met another gentleman in the same situation that he was in. They were in a cancer unit, and then they decided to fulfill a bucket list. And he was like, money is not an object. We can go any and everywhere you want to go. And they went to different places like the Great Wall of China and the Taj Mahal and places that he wouldn't ordinarily see. One of the places that Morgan Freeman, he said he wanted to go to was the top of the Himalayas. Because it says, and he had researched it and found a lot about it, and it was just thinking about it, but he never really thought, he wrote it down, but because of his life situation, he wasn't able to fulfill it. And so as I was thinking about the bucket list and writing that down, and then my mind turned to their individuals, like Latanya Summers. She has an organization, I think it's Life Skills, and she hosted a vision board over the last weekend, and invited individuals out, and she said she had a pretty good turnout because most times in the new year you want to write your vision and you want to make it real plain, and the vision board helps you to take that what you've written down and to put sight to it. Asha Jones is also having a vision board, but she's doing more like a vision board and a financial, where she's going to have individuals to speak about financial freedoms, and you can find these different events on Eventbrite. And then there's another one that's going to be at the venue, 1801, on January the 16th. And basically, it's real simple. It's but why lists, why boards, and what do they have to do with dreams? And it's my thought that as we're thinking about a vision board, because dreams, I wrote the dreams are an extension of our awake mind that follow us into our dreams. They continue to go with us for as long as we allow them until we stop them. Because dreams you really don't see, they're just basically gases. And until you, how do you make those things tangible when they're intangible? And it says it best when you write the vision and you make it plain. It's like you write it down, the things that you desire, it almost becomes an agreement that must be kept. When you think about any time that you sign a contract or go into an agreement with an individual or a commitment, you make up your mind that that's what you're going to do. You begin to plan the event, things like people that are planning weddings or things that are happening. And they write that down and they make those plans and they get event planners and they do all those things. And hopefully those ideas don't fizzle out. So, but then they are, you also, it says when you write down what you desire, it becomes an agreement. So you have to write it down, but then the next thing is, what is it that you want to see from that? So you write it down, you take a piece of paper, poster board, paper towel, whatever you want. There's also a book that speaks about the vision board, and the book is The Secret. Not read that, you might want to pick that up, or you can look that up on Amazon. It does have, you can go to YouTube and see parts of The Secret, and it is suggested that what you do with your plan is you post it, or your vision board, is you post it where a place where you can look at it on a regular basis, meditate on it, and visualize where it is that you're going to go. And then if you follow that, then you say, okay, well, what do I do? Say, well, because this seems like a lot of work or a lot of things to do. And some of these parties and things, basically it says all you need is some form of paper or something to write it down. So you can look this up. Pinterest probably has some examples. It doesn't have to be expensive. You can find poster board at any Office Max, Walmart, anything like that. You can find that and it says, well, how do you make a vision board? A vision board, it says it's a collage of images, pictures, and affirmations of your dreams, goals, and things that make you happy. You can look on most of YouTube, LinkedIn, or any of social media, and you'll see different clips and affirmations and things that people post there. So you basically take those. You can print those out, you can cut those out, and you can utilize those. You don't really have to put a name to it. It could be a vision board, a dream board, a treasure map, whatever you want that'll help you wrap your head around what it is that you're focusing on, and then you can create it so it can help you to decide what your goals are. And it says the first thing that you want to do, of course, I'm a counselor, and we're always talking about goals, and when we talk about goals, we use the SMART, which is an acronym for being specific, something being measurable. The A is something that is achievable, it being realistic, and it being timely. So you want to reflect upon your goals, what those are, and what makes you happy. And in order to work towards that, you can do free thought and start writing different things down. It doesn't have to be in any kind of a category or anything like that. You can just take a blank scratch piece of paper, You can utilize your notes on your phone or whatever that'll help you, and begin to write down what it is that you want to do first, and then you can organize it, and then you can prioritize it because you want to be specific about what those are. It says, in order to do that, so that you want to ask yourself a question, and this comes from, you can look up vision board, and you can look up goals, and you can even look up what SMART goals are and how to do that. But it says, what makes a life valuable worth living? So think about the bigger questions. So you can organize it once you've written those things down into categories. If it's what is a good life, if that's what you're saying that you want to have, or what makes a life valuable or worth living, or what do you want to accomplish? And so you can do accomplish things for your family. So you can accomplish things as far as your career goes. Can make accomplishments and maybe having more free time or your leisure time, how you spend that, or even what kind of skills that you want to find, or if it's a business that you are aspiring to have. There are resources that are available, and from today's topic and discussion, we will then move into our next week, beginning to separate these different things out and determining what resources are available to us. We're inviting individuals to call in. We're inviting people to share what it is that they do. This is week one for the new year, 2016. So we want to invite individuals to call in. If you're familiar with the persons that are capable of offering services or counselors, or if you're willing to contribute to your determining what your goals are, what your focuses are, or if they have some insight about the things that the accomplishments that they've made and the steps they've made, this is an open forum for individuals to call in. I've invited individuals to call in to speak about their different organizations and the things that they do with their life in hopes that it might help someone else. You all have listened to me talk for several episodes, and the doors are always open for other individuals to call in and present their ideas and things that they do. So back to, what activities do you want to learn how to do? I'm going to break those down, the big questions. So this is the S in the SMART goals for creating of your board, of being specific. What activities do you want to learn how to do? So you can have a board that's strictly for that. If you want to learn how to cook board better, then you can have a board that has different recipes and specific measurements and things like that. What hobbies or activities do you already do but want to continue doing or getting better at? If you like riding bicycles, there are individuals that drive 100 miles in a day. Just don't know how that happens. But if you want to get better at that, but you don't have a bike, you want to ride a bicycle, but you don't have one, then how do you purchase one? That's a specific goal. What are your career goals? What steps will you have to accomplish along the way to be able to eventually land your dream job? An individual said to me the other day that they want to be a consultant. That's a pretty good title, and not to be any kind of a dream killer or dream dasher, but in order to be a consultant, that means that you are an authority over whatever that subject is that you are trying to consult others about. So you're going to need some time and experience and master that and be the master of it. So then individuals will say, well, wow, you are an authority of that. That's a specific career goal to have, and that's a good aspiration. So you can create a board that defines what a consultant is and just kind of begin to use that as a checklist and think and live every day with that in mind. What are your relationship goals? And it says, don't think just in terms of whether you want to be married or in a long-term relationship or have children, but specifically what kind of person you want to be with or how you like to spend time with your partner. You can begin to put images up and list characteristics and requirements and things like that. Those are specific things that you want to consider. And it says, how do you want to be remembered by others? Do you want to write the next great novel, or do you want to head a charitable organization? So you begin to plan, think about those things. And it says then, after you do that measurable, we don't want to get there yet, but it says you want to choose your theme, So once you decide what area, you can do a general vision board that encompasses all those things, or you can separate it out. That means it's measurable, because then if you have to plan those goals, if you want to be a consultant, how many years is required in that? If you want to cook better, how long do you want to make sure that you want to be able to do that? It says you can decide to make a board which focuses on a very specific goal. Like one of the things we said earlier, we were listing the 10 things, take a family on vacation or something like that. So you can do pictures of that, and so you can actually see that and actually be there in your mind, and then you begin to live towards that. But you also can make dream boards, which have a more general, like the person you want to be remembered, different writings that you have, and then you create the board. This is where things that are achievable, if you look at it, you might think, well, gosh, it doesn't seem like we'll ever be able to get there. Some people have listed as a resolution to have a better budget. If you look on any of the internet, they have you save a penny a day, like you start off with one the first day, two the second day, three the third day. It tells you about how much you'll have towards the end of the year. It does the same thing with if you save $1 a day or $2 a day. If you do that for 365 days, then you'll have a certain amount of money that you'll end up with. And once you think about that, that's measurable and achievable, because how do you spend your money in the course of a day? And if you just say, okay, I'm going to save $1 today, $2 tomorrow, which means I'll be, $3, which means still eating out, $4 the next day, and so forth, then you will have saved ever how much by the time you get to the end. There also, I've read and found where it was talking about your budget. There's someone who has written it down and says, almost like you're running your household as though you're running your business. You lay out on all of your overhead, and you consider what you have starting out for the month and then how much you have at the end of the month. But you can also incorporate that sort of things into your vision board. So back to most people who make the board, make physical ones out of poster board or court board, and then it says you place it in a position where you can reflect upon it daily. You don't have to limit it to an electronic version. It says you can design your own web page or blog or use Pinterest or, a private document, a document on your computer, or you could do a clip art, and it would actually be the same thing. You can make that your screensaver, and then if you're always on the computer, then you can focus on that. So people have pictures of the beach or the mountains or things like that. Those count on your computer. And it says then you can collect inspirational images, be it measurable, achievable, it's realistic. What is that? You can find things that just doesn't make any sense, then you got to kind of narrow that down. So the images kind of help you to do that. You can even begin to take the action, which is the original thing. Once you take a dream and write it down, you actually have created an action, started the ball rolling. We were talking about this before. Once you write, that is an action word, and then you begin to proceed from there. It says you can select a great inspirational word. Everybody has favorite scriptures or affirmations or things that they've written down. And they just think, those are just things that they have written down, but you can utilize those as well and include that in your vision board. Then you want to be able to put it all together. Some people add different color. They say, you want to consider maybe putting a vision from you and your family on your vision board because they're a part of it. Once you settle on to the design, then you can glue it or staple it. And then it says, and then what do you do? Because you want to put it where you can see it every day. So that's your timely. If you look at it in the morning and that reminds you what it is you want to do, you look at it throughout the day, you look at it in the evening to reflect upon whether your day has been what you've designed it to be, and you begin to walk towards that. And if you want to continue to view it regularly, don't just read them. Say them out loud, or make them be a part of it. That was one of the things that was on the bucket list. The Morgan Freeman, he always said, and he kept adding to the whole idea. And no one got it at first, as far as him, you know, going to the mountains and the Himalayas and being able to see what that like looked like, and you know, being able to hear. He had understood the people that had made it. You know, heard the voice of God when he got there, but as he was going along the way, there was a lot of discouragement along the way. Just don't be taken in by false promises of what a vision point guarantee. It's a good way to find inspiration, but if you're thinking about it, you know, you want to change your thinking and you want to do that. This is why you shouldn't give up on your dream. You know, that when you are discouraged, then just stay focused and continue to move towards the things that you want. And if you go into it thinking that you'll get results if you do it correctly, and then you don't, then don't become depressed or don't become disappointed. Just continue to consider the whole visualization of it, and as a process, and it gives you a focus, something to focus on, so that when you are discouraged, when life does throw those different roadblocks at you, you can understand that it's just, you know, that's just what they are. They're blocks. They're those are steps. They're things to overcome. And there lies the reason that as counselors and individuals are focusing on making these changes, you can consider once you've decided, a counselor can't help you unless you know what it is that you want. People can't come into your heart and your mind unless you want to make those different changes yourself and do the things that are necessary. It says that you want to specify your goals, spend time envisioning what your life will be like if you reach it, and it's more effective and better for your mental health to focus on the specific steps you'll need to take along the way. That goes back to considering the SMART. We've mentioned that before. Again, the SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. The time these being visualized would be better to focus upon your training. Make sure that your vision board has images and things that that help you with that and help you keep it moving towards the goals that you might have. That is a topic that we are going to be talking about throughout the month. We're going to be focusing on different ones throughout the year, but again, week one is vision board. Next week, we are inviting individuals to call in, and we are going to expand more upon these ideas that we've come up with. Again, this is Melissa with Talk with Trinity. Again, it's a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. God, we just want to thank you for the opportunity of us being here this morning. Thank you for giving us a chance to share the wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. And we're going to close out now. Again, if you have any questions or would like to be a part of our show, please don't hesitate to email us at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. And have a good day. Thanks.